We appreciate the goodness of the Lord and the meeting. Thank the Lord for the saints. And it's good to be here. A few days ago, I was praying and seeking the Lord and asking Him to help me to see myself. You ever prayed that way? I don't know why it seems like it's easier to see other people than it is yourself. But there's something about it that it's that way. And a few days later, I was reproved. And I was chafing under reproof. And the Lord brought back to my mind, you were praying a few days ago for you to see yourself. And I want to talk about reproof and correction a little bit this evening. I feel like it's something, that wasn't the only time I've been reproved, and I'm sure I'll be reproved many more times before I get to the end of the way. There's just times that we need correction. Doesn't matter how long we've been saved or how filled with the Holy Spirit we are. There's times that we err. There's times that we misjudge. We make mistakes. We make failures. Reproofs what the Lord seemed like was talking to me about, because there's a lot of things that we can do. But a reproof is like a wound. There's a few scriptures I wanted to get. One of them is Psalms. Let's see. Psalms, the 141st chapter. Psalms 141st chapter, in the first verse, David here is praying, and this is a wonderful prayer. He said, Lord, I cry unto Thee, make haste unto me, give ear unto my voice when I cry unto Thee. Let my prayer be set forth before Thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men that work iniquity, and let me not eat of their dainties. Then he says, let the righteous smite me, and it shall be a kindness. Let him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayer also shall be in their calamities. So this, he said, let the righteous smite me. And I don't think it's probably a literal smite. But it has to do with correction. It has to do with truth. Paul told Timothy, he said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Yes. You know, this is one of the best ways to get reproof in a service. The Lord sends corrections to us. We don't have to take it. The minister's got something in for me. It's just kind of a general... It's probably a little harder when it comes on one-on-one. But he said, let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil. When we've, and I believe God reproves, he corrects humanity. You know, in a sense, humanity is the children of God. I know in the church sense, we're His body, that's part. We're being, the Lord definitely corrects and reproves us. But in the world, the Lord reproves. He corrects. He tries to correct people in their thinking. He tries to correct them in their ways. There's a scripture in Job where it talks about one of Job's accusers is saying that God afflicts. And everything that he's saying is true. It was wrongly applied because the Lord wasn't trying to correct Job. But he does. And he said, oftentimes with mankind. So the Lord works with people. The Lord works with mankind to draw their hearts. I've seen people, no thought of God, no inclination of things of God, and the Lord begins to touch things in their lives. Sometimes it's through financial trouble, sometimes it's affliction, sometimes it's different things. God has everything at His disposal to use, to touch, and to work with us. And I want to challenge us, because it's important for us to understand the correction that the Lord gives us. You know, we don't, it just because, and I'm not saying all the time, just because we're in trouble, the Lord is trying to correct us, but it should make us pray. Lord, what are you trying to teach me here? What are you trying to show me? What are you trying to... I thought, you remember Balaam? Balaam, he had something in his heart, and he was so intent on going his own way, and he was overriding all these things that God was putting in his pathway. He was just going right on by him until pretty soon he found himself arguing with a donkey. The Lord opened the donkey's mouth to, but that's how stubborn we can be. Oh, Lord, help us. The Jews didn't have a market on being stiff-necked. It runs in the human race. We have a tendency to do our ways, our thoughts. And our ways are right. A man's ways are right in his own eyes. But the Lord works with us through life. And He said here, which shall not break my head. The Lord's not trying to destroy us. He's not trying to... He's trying to correct some areas maybe in our life that we need. When I think about how He worked with the Revelation congregations there in Revelations, the different congregations, He commended there was things that they were doing right. And He commended those. The Lord sees that. But there were some things that they had amiss. And the Lord was going to work with that also. And it's the way with us. Just because we get reproved, it doesn't mean our whole life is not any good. But we can take it that way sometimes. It can make us feel like a big failure, a big flop, and but we don't want to allow the devil to lie to us at those times. The devil steps in. Reproofs are hard. We look at the scripture in Hebrews, the 12th chapter. I want to get that. I'd like to come back to this one. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, and the 5th verse. He says, "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?" The Lord is going to But it's His love. It's His correction. He deals with everything in our lives. It doesn't escape His attention, our attitudes and things. He works. We can get off track in our thoughts, our attitudes, our feelings. And the Lord is going to begin touching things in our life to help us to see your attitude is not right. Sometimes He uses people to do it. But if we're not careful, and one of my burdens this evening is if we fail to receive correction, and it's very easy to do, because we can, when it comes to a person or people, we can discount them. We can say, well, who are they? Look at their faults. We can justify ourselves. Correction doesn't feel good. I mean, it didn't as a child, and it doesn't. I don't know anybody that just really likes to be corrected, do you? We usually don't. But you know it's valuable for us? It's very valuable for us. We need instruction. We need correction. And we need to be able to receive and get a hold of what the Lord is trying to work on us in our lives. What He's trying to help us. I remember reading that scripture after the Lord began talking to my heart the next morning in there in Isaiah, the 61st chapter, where it talks about, let me get that real quick, Isaiah 61. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." You know, the Lord, He also mentions, "to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." You know, this verse is for us also. It's not just for the unsaved. There are times that we can find ourselves being in a place of captivity in our mind, in our heart, or in our spirit. There's a place where we can find ourselves being bound or oppressed by something. And the Lord wants to be able to free us again from the different things that are hindering us from following His path and being what He wants us to be. And the way He does, He chastens, the way He does that is to chasten us, to correct us. And we're able to receive, and when we're able to get a hold, and we submit to that chastening. When I come to the place where I say, it's me. It's not anybody else's fault. This is my issue in my life. This is me. This is where I'm at. I'm not going to blame my wife. I'm not going to blame my children. I'm not going to blame the church. I'm not going to blame the circumstances. This is me where I'm at. When we come to that place, God can begin to work with our hearts and our lives. But if we make excuses, we don't accept responsibility for the reproof and the things that are coming our way, then we're not going to change. We're not going to grow spiritually. We're going to stay in the same place all the time until we come to the place where we accept who we are and God's dealings with us. And when we accept and we receive it, And we can get offended. People get offended. They get hurt. They allow distance to come in relationships and things. There's all kinds of things that can come through this topic that I'm talking about tonight. And we want to ward off those things and accept, Lord, this is me. This is where I'm at. Would you help me? And when we pray that way and we accept responsibility and we begin to... I remember hearing one of the older ministers, I can't remember who it was, but they talked about an evangelist that went around. This was years ago, and he kept having these problems at these different congregations. And finally, the Lord got over to him and said, it's not them, it's you. He kept having this same issue with these different similar issues and different, and it was him. He was the one that was needing help. It was him, but he didn't see it. You know, it's hard to see ourselves. We need the Lord, and when we recognize that there's things that God's put in our path and that things aren't quite going right, we need to stop and pray and say, Lord, what are you trying to get over to me? Balaam had no clue. He had no idea. And sometimes we don't either. Sometimes God is trying to pull the plugs out on us to slow us down, to help us to recognize. And we just fight on and keep pushing against just like Balaam did. And we're not receiving the correction that the Lord has for us. It's very vital for us to receive the correction that God has, that He wants to give us, because it will help us. This scripture in Psalms, the 141st chapter, I guess I got away from it, but I wanted to read... a little bit more of that verse. It says, let the righteous smite me, it shall be a kindness. And let him reprove me, it shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. You know, oil is synonymous in the scriptures with healing. The man that fell among thieves, the good Samaritan, it said he poured in wine and oil into his wounds. And he's saying here, let the righteous smite me, and it will be a kindness. I'll be able to get some good out of what he's telling me if I look to God and if I accept, because the Lord uses people. In one place in the Psalms, he said, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. You know, we can get things from the people that are not even living for God. God can teach us things through them. And sometimes they don't have a clue of what's going on. But if we're looking to the Lord and attentive to Him, the Lord can teach us through those situations. And they may not understand what's happening, but we can, thank you, Lord. I needed that. I needed that. Yeah, it hurts. Correction doesn't feel good. It hurts. But it will be a kindness. And it will be an excellent oil. It will bring healing and help to my spiritual life, to my walk with God. It will bring me closer to Him. It will enable me to find a new place in Him and strengthen Him when we're able to receive the correction that God has for us. Over in Proverbs, the first chapter, in the 7th verse, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And he goes on, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother." You know, there, a lot of times people despise, and he said, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. People despise instruction. They despise somebody telling them what to do or trying to give them advice or give them counsel. Sometimes people just despise, and the Proverbs are full of that. That the scorner, the mocker, the foolish, they don't receive instruction. They don't receive counsel. It's just like they're not going to accept it. They don't want it. And they spend, whoever, we could spend our entire life not ever learning. Not ever knowing God. Not ever learning what the lessons that the Lord wanted to teach us in life. And missing the lessons that He was trying to teach us in life. There's another scripture, something about scorning and mocking. There's another scripture in Isaiah talks about it. It says, "Beware, you mockers, lest your bands be made strong." You know, when we enter into mock and we begin to belittle or put down knowledge and instruction and counsel and those types of things, He said, your bands will be made strong. Lord, help us to keep a heart sensitive to what God wants to give us and being willing to. There's another scripture, I don't remember the whole thing, but it talked about an old king that will no longer be admonished. A king, a powerful position, but he won't no longer be admonished. He don't want anybody telling him or giving him any advice. You know, that's the best thing we can do. Is to find advice. To seek out help. To seek out counsel. To seek out those things that we are standing in need of. That's very vital for us in our lives. But I believe that the Lord has, He has healing for us. He has, we heard the other night, transformation. He has restoration. And He wants to. But we've got to accept instruction. We've got to accept reproof. We've got to humble our heart. I'm not going to get offended. I'm not, I know people can be approached the wrong way. I understand that. People can be approached through the flesh. If the Lord puts on our heart to help somebody with correction, we need to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to open the door, because there have been a lot of people through the years that have been offended and hurt. We don't know what people are going through at the time. We don't know the load that they're under. We don't know. The Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit knows where a person's at. The Holy Spirit knows what they're going through. And the Holy Spirit can direct us. But if we go in the flesh, if it's just us and it's not the Lord, then we're going to cause problems. But there is a place for reproof. There is a place for rebuke. There is a place for exhortations in righteousness. And Lord, help us to be willing to receive what God has for us. He has those places for us. He said, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Don't despise and resent what the Lord is wanting to do, what the Lord is wanting to show. It's very important for us at times to humble our hearts at those times. It's not easy. It's not easy. It hasn't been for me. I wrote down in my little journal, said it's a hard pill to swallow. Pretty tough medicine. But we need it. There's another scripture. There's another scripture in Proverbs that says, the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Truth and honesty and uprightness. Sometimes that hurts. But faithful are those wounds of a friend. I don't remember exactly where that's at, but in that same chapter later on, it says, iron sharpeneth iron. And so does a person, another man's countenance, a friend of a person's countenance. I'm thankful today that we have each other. I'm thankful today for the family of God. I'm thankful for the people of God. And Lord, help me. I don't want to ever get to the place where I can't be entreated. Easily entreated. I know I've heard sometimes of people that have ministers and talk with ministers. I know there's been times I've heard them say, well, they didn't accept counsel. And it's like they go on and they're missing something. They're missing something very important and valuable when we fail. And the Lord is, I don't believe the Lord gives up on us. He'll keep working with us, maybe increase in severity, but He'll try to get our attention. But we could have probably saved ourselves a lot more trouble if we would have been able to listen to counsel and accept counsel that God has for us. I just appreciate so much the Scriptures, and I appreciate the opportunity that we have to be the people of God, to be called out to be a help one to another. I appreciate your attention tonight. Pray for me.